Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Chris Loffrey. Steve Zwemke and I are in today for Lori Walsh. By now, you may have heard about a mental health court that is up and running in Pennington County. The questions have been swirling around about what exactly it is and how it works. Jeff Connolly is a judge on the 7th Judicial Circuit in South Dakota and has been tasked with heading this up. I was able to talk with him this morning. Just lay the groundwork for us on its face. What is mental health court?
The mental health court that we've implemented in Pennington County is very similar to other specialty courts that we've already implemented here in South Dakota and that have been successful. Other courts have been focused on drug users, people convicted of driving under the influence, as well as veterans protocol courts. The mental health court, though, is a criminal court designed for individuals who would struggle to complete probation obligations because of a mental health condition. In our case, that's a severe persistent mental illness. The reason we do that is because probation, if a criminal defendant can't perform on probation or complete the terms and conditions of probation, often the only other place for them is incarceration. And we've realized that that's just not the best place for people with severe mental illness, and it's not cost effective either.
Do you have any thoughts on why it took up until now, 2019, to get a system like this in place?
Well, specialty courts like the DUI courts and the drug courts have only been implemented in the country. The first ones, I think, were 25 years ago. And we've had those for several years here in South Dakota. The first mental health court, though, was implemented after that. I don't think there's been a number of mental health courts that have been operating more than 10 or 15 years, and the vast majority of them have only been going for a few years. So
let's talk about the training that went into and probably currently goes into making this work from you and the team of the mental health personnel.
Well, first of all, all the specialty courts across South Dakota, which there are dozens of throughout the state, have trainings every other year at a conference that takes place somewhere in South Dakota. So that's something that our team has participated in. We also had individuals from across the country come into Rapid City in December and do an implementation training with the team that we've assembled here in Pennington County to specifically learn the ins and outs of what does and does not work with mental health courts.
Are you able to get into the treatment plans and services that are going to be made available?
Well, no, it's very difficult to do that because, like all specialty courts, there'll be phases for the participant who works through the mental health court protocol. Those phases are not completely, we haven't completely resolved what they're going to be, but more importantly, they're going to be individually tailored for each individual participant. The people that we likely will have in our court are going to have mental health issues, but also sometimes co-occurring substance abuse issues. So each individual participant's probably going to have a different plan that they're going to work through with a case manager and a probation person to figure out what is the best way to address their mental illness and their criminal behavior.
And with this being the first of its kind in South Dakota, what went into developing it? Was there emulation from other states that have had this in place currently, or is this very unique to South Dakota as far as how you're going to run this particular mental health court?
Well, there's a national organization that I believe it's called the National Association for Drug Courts that puts on yearly seminars, conferences about all specialty courts, including veterans courts and mental health courts. I attended that last June in Houston, Texas, and went through a 2 or 3 day track of learning about different mental health courts and what other people were doing. A few of us also went down to Shelby County, Tennessee, and observed their mental health court. So we looked at what other people were doing, but it's still a work in progress.
Forgive me for not knowing, but does this courtroom look any different than any other courtroom as far as, you know, maybe who's inside and things like that from what I've seen on TV and things like this? Does it look any different?
Well, physically, no. We do it in open court in my courtroom in Pennington County. We do have a number of individuals on our team that are there to help the participants through the program. And all specialty courts are typically operate by having incentives, for behavior and certain things that people are supposed to accomplish, and also sanctions for things that they're not supposed to be doing. So there's a team of people that are on the mental health court team that help the participant through the process. And those people are going to be in the courtroom, and it's going to be much more intensive. And those people that are on the court are a prosecutor from the Pennington County State's Attorney's Office, a defense attorney from the private bar, representatives from the Sheriff's Department, the Rapid City Police Department, a representative from the probation office here in Pennington County, as well as mental health counselors and mental health professionals and substance abuse people. So those people are all going to be in the courtroom giving feedback and positive reinforcement to our participants. So the court session is definitely going to look different.
So the people you spoke of earlier that will make the decisions on the treatment and things like that, they will be in the courtroom.
Yes.
Okay, so Pennington County is the first one in South Dakota to get this mental health court, and we've heard Chief Justice David Gilbertson say that one is in great need in Minnehaha County as well. Is the one there in Pennington County kind of the building block to the next one and the one after that, and what would it take to get one there?
Well, it takes buy-in from the legislature, I assume. We were chosen to do the pilot program here in Pennington County, and we're very excited to be the team that's going to start this here in South Dakota. As Chief Justice Gilbertson said in a State of the Judiciary message last week, there's a great need for a mental health court in Minnehaha County as well. They have a population in their county jail that's significant of people with mental illness, and I think they would benefit from it as well. So we're working with the individuals at the state drug court program to make sure that this is a success, and to make sure that if the legislature devotes money to opening up a second court in Minnehaha County, that they'll have a good framework for what works and what doesn't work, and hopefully it can expand to other counties in South Dakota as well.
If you're just joining us, our guest today is Jeff Connolly. He's the judge on the 7th Judicial Circuit here in South Dakota, and we're talking mental health court. It's fairly new as far as its implementation. It was put into place of the first of this year. I was of the understanding that it started back in June of 2018. Is that kind of when the ball started rolling, if you will?
Well, the Chief Justice Gilbertson identified a need and a desire to have a pilot program here in Pennington County a few years ago. It was last year in the 2018 legislative session that the legislature put together funding for the program, and I think July was when we technically got our funding. I did some preliminary training down in Houston, Texas in May and June of last year, but we really were able to start building our team starting in July of 2018, and we've been working behind the scenes throughout the fall of 2018 and into December, training and getting ready to implement the program. And like you said, last Tuesday actually, was our first meeting, our first formal meeting, and we're having our second formal meeting today, and we hope to have participants in the next few weeks. We have a few people that are already identified and likely will join us as participants very soon.
Now, when you say identified, is it fair to say that these individuals that you speak of that will appear in mental health court are currently in the system?
Yes. I mean, like I said, it's a criminal court. So it's individuals who are facing criminal charges we don't know exactly how we're going to tailor our target population, but as a general proposition in South Dakota, participants in specialty courts are criminal defendants that are either facing a new criminal, typically a felony criminal charge, or a probation violation for a felony charge where they did not successfully complete probation. And the next step for them, if it's not some kind of intensive probation like a specialty court, is likely a significant amount of incarceration, either in local jail or the state penitentiary. So, yeah, it's people that are facing criminal charges because we are a form of probation. We're just an intensive probation, so that's what we're aimed at.
You may have alluded towards this earlier, but I just want to ask, is it strictly for nonviolent offenders?
We haven't made that determination. As we explored what other courts were doing across the country, some mental health courts do not take violent offenders, and I think as a general proposition, a lot of specialty courts in South Dakota don't take violent offenders, but it's a little different with mental health court, depending on what the type of violent offense or accusation or allegation is. There are mental health courts across the country that do not exclude people with certain types of violent offenses. We haven't had a discussion specifically about whether or not we're going to take people with violent criminal offenses or not yet. We don't know.
I assume that you just kind of go on down the line of those that are incarcerated, if you will, right now, and then it's determined if they meet this criteria. There's criteria to be met in order to enter this mental health court, correct?
Well, the first one is the first criteria, and some of it's based on funding, and some of it's based on what we have set out as criteria as far as our target population to focus on who exactly we're going to help. The major criteria that must be met is that the person has a severe and persistent mental illness, which is a technical definition I can't explain exactly right now. But a mental health professional can identify whether or not that mental illness is severe and persistent. We have to have people that live within the local area here. I'm not sure if it's within Paducah County or Rapid City. It will probably depend on the services that they need because they're going to have to qualify for some of those intensive services that are going to be part of their probation. So we're not taking people, at least as of now, we haven't considered taking people outside of Paducah County.
In the last couple of minutes we have left, I'm just I'm curious as to what your and your colleagues' hopes are for mental health court. What's the ultimate hope? And I'm pretty sure I know what it is, but I'd like to hear you say that.
Well, I think we have a lot of goals and a lot of hopes. I think the overarching goal of the court is to keep people with severe and persistent mental illnesses out of incarceration and make them successful with probation. A lot of the individuals that will likely be in our program are people who have attempted probation in the past and haven't been able to complete probation. And for many of them, it's because of issues regarding their mental illness that they've not been able to complete probation. So I think everybody in our team is excited to work with people to be successful on probation, to get them off of probation so their criminal charges are behind them and they're contributing to society and they're not placing a burden on the taxpayers of South Dakota in our jail and our prison system.
It sounds to me like there's incredible backing for this. Am I correct?
Well, I think Chief Justice Gilbertson for sure sees the great importance and the great need and the great benefit of having specialty courts of all types, but especially the mental illness courts and the mental health courts across the nation. I think he said in his State of the Judiciary message, 26% of inmates in jails and prisons are individuals who have some level of mental illness. So there's definitely a great need, and there's an opportunity to keep people out of prison, keep people out of jail, get people working who just for whatever reason can't do it because of a mental illness right now.
Our guest has been Jeff Connolly. He's a judge on the 7th Judicial Circuit Court here in South Dakota. He heads up the mental health court system in Pennington County. We appreciate your time, and as this program evolves, we hope to have you back on the show.
I look forward to it.